Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 1, verse 1 through 6.
今日读经来自罗马书第一章第一到第六节。
We will read this in unison, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会先用英文，然后用广东话一起读出。
Paul, a servant of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in his holy scriptures, concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including who are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
罗马书第一章第一节，我一起读。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前藉众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子，我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召读基督耶稣的人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
愿神祝福读听和听他话语的人。
Today's message is given by Brother Jin. The title is The Apex of Our Redemption in Christ.
我们今天有郑振元先为我传讲神的信息，他讲到题目是我们在基督里救赎的顶峰。
Happy Easter, everyone.
復活節快樂，大家。
Could we greet one more time to your left or right, in front and back? Happy Easter, everyone.
好，我哋左右當家，大家好，歡迎大家彼此。
And also, let's greet one more time by saying, Christ has risen for you.
我哋再大家咁講對住間耶穌基督已經復活。
Christ has risen for you.
耶稣基督已经为你复活。
Yes, I wanted to have that the prepositional phrase for you.
我想有一个同你咁讲。
Because he has paved a way for us to walk.
因为耶稣基督为我哋铺排咗前面嘅道路嚟可以行。
So he's our object of our faith.
因为耶稣基督系我哋所想。
In that sense, he has taught us the obedience of faith we read in verse 5.
这个是我们所信的信心的在第五节所信的其中一部分。
But for us to kind of unpack the entire passage we read today would be almost impossible.
如果我要解释整句经文的解释今天当中呢是不太可能的。
We will focus on primarily a couple things. Number one,the gospel of God that Paul was set apart for.
我哋主要系喺几部分，第一部分咧就系耶稣基督嘅福音，保罗喺讲耶稣基督嘅福音。
And that there is the mention of Christ being the flesh of the descendants of David.
最好系耶稣系大卫嘅子孙。
And in verse 4, there is the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
最好系圣灵嘅大能。将耶稣基督喺死里复活。
Let us bow our heads and pray as we receive His word.
我哋恭敬嘅低头祈祷。
Lord, you have atoned our sin on the cross.
主啊，你喺因为我哋嘅罪当中救赎我哋承受嘅痛苦。
And according to The very scripture you have spoken to your people, you have raised your son from the dead.
因为经文所讲的，你在死里面将你的儿子复活起来。
You have spoken the promise.
你讲的应许。
And you have fulfilled the promise.
你是成全你的应许。
You have spoken, and there it was.
你所讲就成全。
Speak to us, O God.
求神对我们讲说话。
That it may be so according to your will.
是因着你的旨意来成全。
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名。
Throughout the history of Reformed theology, the concept of Christ's penal substitution, meaning substituting our death on the cross, has been dominating the field of soteriology.
在改革中神学的历史发展中，耶稣基督为了我们罪承担一切，这个概念是主导了改革中的救恩论。
And maybe perhaps for this reason, the theology of Jesus' resurrection received comparatively less attention than its counterpart, especially in the latter half of second millennium.
因为这样，耶稣基督的复活呢，相对于耶稣基督的受税呢，是比较少，特别在第二个千禧年后半段以后。
For example, there is a theologian named Charles Hodge from the old Princeton Seminary, and in his book called Systematic Theology, he dedicated 4 pages to the resurrection, but on the other hand, he dedicated 150 pages on the death of Christ.
在普林斯顿一个神学院里面的神学家叫做查理斯·霍奇，在他的系统神学里面，他用了4页纸去讲这个复活，不过用了150页纸讲过基督为我们赎罪的事情。
And there's another theologian named Louis Burkhoff. He's also a systematic theologian. He has given only 3 pages to discuss briefly over the resurrection, but he spent 30 pages to discuss the atonement of Christ.
另外一个神学家叫做路易斯·帕克霍夫，他在系统神里面，他真的用了3页纸去讲耶稣基督复活，不过用了30页纸去讲耶稣基督赎罪和受死。
And interestingly, let's go to the European theologians. There's a Netherlands theologians called Abraham Kuyper as well as Herman Bavinck. They also fall into the same pattern as Louis Burkhoff and Charles Hodge.
咁我哋去欧洲去睇下，有两个欧洲嘅神学家都喺荷兰。那裡一個叫做阿伯拉罕·凱柏，另一個叫做赫爾曼·巴克文，他們所相同的就是用很大的篇幅去講耶穌基督的受死，不過不是講耶穌基督的復活。
And interestingly, we see this imbalance of our emphasis in our church.
我們看到個很不平衡的，在教會裡看到很不平的对于耶稣基督复活和耶稣基督的受死。
Whether it may be a membership class, or whether it may be a Bible study, or whether it may be a Sunday morning preaching.
无论是会员班啊、主日学啊，或者我们在讲台上讲的，都是这样。
If you really count the numbers of the topics, or numbers of sermons that dealt the resurrection of Christ, and compare that to death of Christ,the differences would be a huge difference.
如果你比较下喺讲台上讲章关于耶稣基督嘅赎罪同埋耶稣基督嘅复活咧，嗰个比例咧可以更加明显。
However, as we read today in today's passage, Paul puts a great emphasis on not just the death of Christ, but also on Jesus' resurrection.
好像我们今天所读经文那里这样，保罗不单止写给罗马人的书信当中是强调那个耶稣基督的复活，都是同样都会强调基督的受洗。
So pastors and theologians would agree that if it was not the justification or Christ's death and our living, then the epistle of Romans to the Romans would have known to us as the resurrection letter.
以前一些神学家都会赞成，如果不是 唯独耶稣的原因呢，很多人会将罗马书写给罗马人的罗马书呢归为一本复活的福音，不是一个受洗的。
And from what I've perceived, I would humbly say, on the one hand, the perceived imbalance between Christ's death and his resurrection in the church is partly due to the distant nature of Christ's resurrection for us.
在我的谦卑意见里面来看呢，那个在这里不平衡耶稣基督的死和复活的分别这么大呢，因为耶稣基督的复活是比较远一点
的。 But on the other hand, Christ's death for our sin feels so much closer to us because it's more relatable than his resurrection. Why? We sin every day.
而相另一方面讲，耶稣的死是比个复活比耶稣对我哋更加接近、更加有意思，因为我哋每日都喺度犯罪。
The blood that Christ has shed on the cross cleansed us from our sin.
耶稣基督的宝血喺流落嚟嘅时候，将我哋嘅罪洗净。
Yet we sin every day, so we need to be reminded of this truth.
我们每天都犯罪，我们要被提醒，我们这个真理就是。
Or maybe because we feel guilty towards for our sin by the power of the Holy Spirit, we want rather than need, we want to keep it around our neck as a message of our hope.
另外的意思就是我们觉得我们有罪恶感，因为这个事情呢，我们很希望将一个耶稣基督受罪这个信息呢挂在我们颈项上面。
But for the Apostle Paul, this distant reality of Christ's resurrection was both futuristic reality that is distant from him as well as a present reality that is imminent to him.
但是对于保罗来讲，基督这个复活这么遥远的事实已经成就了不未完成的事实呢，其实在现今来讲，其实是一个很新的，同埋对于很荣耀同埋复活基督的新天呢是已经存在了。
So for Apostle Paul, who has eyewitnessed the death and the resurrection, our new glorious resurrected body in Christ was already happening.But it wasn't fully happened yet.
对于保罗来讲，他听到耶稣基督的复活，这个是一个已经存在的复活，不过是未完成的。
How do we know this? We know this by reading verse 1.
我们读第一节。
Verse 1 says, roughly this, the gospel of God that Paul was set apart for is primarily concerning God's son, the David's descendant,who was raised from the dead.
好像第一节大概咁讲，耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒咧，系论到佢儿子主耶稣基督按肉身嚟说是大卫嘅后裔。
You see, for Paul, there was no imbalance between Christ's death and resurrection.
喺保罗嚟讲咧，佢对于神耶稣基督嘅复活同埋受死咧，系冇分别嘅。
Because Christ's death and resurrection were inseparable reality.Presently and futuristically speaking.
对于保罗来讲，耶稣基督的死和复活在现在来讲和将来来讲是不可以分割的。
But as we have that as our background, one thing that we must recognize today regarding the benefit that we receive from his resurrection is that... Is that too long?
Oh no.
Our union with Christ is...The resurrected, the glorified, and exalted Christ.
不过我们要认识的一件事很重要的是关于耶稣基督的对于信徒的好处的复活的好处，因为耶稣基督我们和耶稣基督的联合呢，就是耶稣基督的复活和荣耀的高举。
So when we talk about union with Christ, we are not talking about union with Christ who's dead alone, but the Christ who was resurrected, exalted, and glorified always.
我哋讲联合同耶稣基督联合，唔单止同耶稣基督死联合，同埋我哋要同耶稣基督嘅复活同埋荣耀联合。
That's why we celebrate Easter.
所以我哋点解要庆祝复活节
？Because in His resurrection, we are united to His suffering and death.
因为喺耶稣嘅复活，我哋同耶稣基督受死同埋受苦一齐联合。
And in His glorification, we are united to His humiliation and submission to death, even to death.
在耶稣基督的荣耀当中，我们是跟耶稣基督这么卑微和信服联合在一起。
And in His exaltation, we are brought low and triumphantly go through the fiery fire.
在耶稣基督被高举的时候，我们是被降卑，以及在那个火焰中是得到得胜。
And we can summarize this, our union with the resurrected Christ, with three characters of Christ.
我们可以总结这么说，有三种特质在耶稣基督的联合当中。
First one is Christ, the risen Christ, the firstborn. So he's the firstborn.
第一个，耶稣基督的复活是长子的意思。
And the Christ as the first fruit, that's the second.
第二个咧，耶稣系初熟嘅果子。
And third, Christ as the beginning, and that's the third.
第三个咧，系耶稣嘅原始。
What we mean by the Christ the firstborn, is that our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection is the first of many to come.
我哋点解释复活基督系长子咧？因为佢系喺所有其他复活当中嘅。第一个发生的
Romans 8:29 says this.
罗马书八章二十九节咁讲
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be confirmed to the image of his son. So he's talking about the ones that God has chosen, in order that he might be Christ might be the firstborn among many brothers.
八章二十九节。因为他预先所知道的人，就是先定下效法他儿子，儿子就耶稣基督复活的耶稣基督的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中长子。
Now his resurrection is the firstborn, and there are many to come. We can say that it is no ordinary resurrection, but it is of rank and of dignity.
在耶稣基督的复活当中，他是第一个的，然后来紧我们还有很多，这些不是一个普通的复活，是一个有地位和有尊严的复活。
And also, the Christ's resurrection is of rank and dignity because it's the resurrection into a glorious state. And this is very important.
还有一个很重要的就是耶稣基督在作为众长子第一个复活当中，他是进入了荣耀，这个是很重要的。
When you think about the records of Christ's resurrected, a glorious state,
当你想到当耶稣基督复活去进入个荣耀嘅时间嘅时候
immediately what comes to my mind is how he went through the doors to meet his disciples with his physical body.
我哋可以好即系谂到嘅就系耶稣基督佢自己喺好似喺个门嗰度进入去见佢嘅见佢嘅门徒一样。
So only with his resurrected body.He manifested a greater degree of supernatural elements that is to come in space and time.
因为他的复活的身体，他可以在时间和空间当中一个超自然的状态，他可以进入一个门这样。
Yes, upon his death on the cross, he has finished all the redemption that God has for him.
在耶稣基督的复活当中，可以是将神的完全救赎完成。
But it was in his resurrected glorious body as the firstborn that manifested the reality that we are anticipating.
不过要在耶稣基督那个复活的身体当中，是可以显现出一个完全的荣耀。
So only in Christ's resurrection, What will happen at the last days and forevermore was visualized for faithless ones like his disciples to be able to see it.
所以在基督的复活当中，可以展示在最后末日发生事就嗰阵时候咧，嗰啲复活基督徒系同耶稣基督联合。
His manifestation of the greater supernatural reality was a foretaste of the glory for those who are united to the risen King.
这个是一个荣耀的预想，当耶稣基督联合人，耶稣基督和基督徒联合的时候。
Now, those who are united to the risen Christ will also rise up into glory.
与耶稣基督联合的基督徒，他会和耶稣基督一起复活。
And we will be glorified in a fuller sense during the final harvest of God's people.
我们会和耶稣基督一起荣耀在最后收割的期间。
So in his resurrection, he's giving us a message.
在耶稣基督的复活当中，他给一个给我们一个信息。
Death is not the end of it.
这个不是一个终结。
The defeat of Satan is not the end of it.
去击败坏魔鬼不是一个终结。
And sin losing its grip on us is not the end of it.
罪恶在不可以再辖制我们不是一个终结。
And to be sitting.Before the judgment seat and say, I can enter the kingdom of God because what Christ has done for me. That's not the end of it. The entrance of the kingdom is not the end of it.
在那个进入天国之门的时候，在我们坐在一个审判台前的时候，我们可以说，因为耶稣基督的义，我们可以进入的话，这个不是一个终结。
By seeing Christ's resurrection as the firstborn is a message telling us that we will be like him.
我们看到耶稣基督的复活成为一个长子的话，我们会知道我们可以好像耶稣那样。
Since we are like him, we enter the kingdom of God.
我们好像耶稣，因为我们好像耶稣，我们都可以进入天国。
Since we are like him, there is no grip of sin over our life.
因为我们好像耶稣，我们可以不受罪恶的捉绑。
Because of Christ's triumphant over death and Satan, we are also triumphant over death and sin.
因为耶稣基督胜过罪恶和魔鬼，我们都可以因为耶稣基督的原因去胜过罪恶和魔鬼。
Call that a glorious state, a resurrected glorious state.
我哋咁讲系一个荣耀嘅复活嘅状态。
So to be united to the risen King is to partake in His resurrection by faith.
因为如果同复活同耶稣基督复活联合咧，就系喺信心里边同佢一齐。
And to partake in His resurrection after 2,000 some years later means to believe in Christ's resurrection.
同住耶稣基督联合一齐嘅话，喺二千年耶稣基督已经系复活千石之后咧，我哋系有系因为信心嘅缘故。
And so when we believe that Christ has risen, what it means that we are believing that we will rise up from our death to eternal life, just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我哋相信耶稣基督系复活嘅，我哋一样相信我哋都会因为耶稣基督复活，好似耶稣基督咁样。
The risen King is the greater message of hope than his death.
那个复活耶稣是一个很大的意思，就是大过他的死。
So it's good that we celebrate and going after hunting eggs and finding them.
我们好即系开心可以去执嗰啲复活蛋。
But we must also remember that there is the entrance, there is the union with Christ as we believe in his resurrection.
当我们相信耶稣基督的复活是一个进入的门，我们是可以。
Secondly, the risen King is the first fruit.
第二个原因，复活的耶稣是初熟的果子。
1 Corinthians 15:20 says this, But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
哥林多前书十五章二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
What we mean by that the risen Christ is the first fruit is that his resurrection is not the end.
耶稣基督系初熟嘅果子系咩意思咧？因为佢嘅复活唔系嘅终结。
His resurrection is the redemption accomplished in our life.
佢嘅复活咧系佢嘅救赎喺我哋身体喺我哋上面嘅救赎嘅完成。
Therefore, it is the apex of our redemption.
是我们救赎的巅峰。
It is the only beginning, the beginning of a sequel that is to take place in the lives of the resurrected believers.
是我们信耶稣基督的门徒的复活的生命的一些续集。
It's like a tip of an iceberg.
好像一块冰山的角。
It represents the whole.
代表所有。
He's the head of the church.
耶稣基督是教的，教会的元首。
So when you really see it, it's actually the end and the beginning put side by side.
如果你知道的就好像开始和终结是快在同一地方。
The old has ended.
那个旧事已经过去了。
And the new has begun.
新的事已经来到。
And therefore, Christ as the first fruit, makes the whole harvest visible to the world.
所以耶稣基督的复活呢，可以看到以后将来整个教会的收割是可以见到一个现象。
In other words, in his resurrection, Christ has acted as the last Adam.
好似耶稣基督的复活呢，就耶稣基督成为最后的亚当。
He became an inaugurator of the new humanity.
他是新人类的开创者。
The new era of life.
的新时代的开始。
And not of death and of holiness.
不是死亡的时代，是一个圣洁的时代。
Now the new world that is to come, that Christ has inaugurated in his first fruit in his resurrection, that is precisely sided with the resurrection, his own resurrection, and that it will point us to the promise that we will also rise up at the end.
耶稣的复活所指向新世界，就是耶稣的复活得到祂的应许，而且我们在这个当中也可以知道我们是跟祂一起。
The promised new world that will fully inaugurate when he returns must not be overshadowed by Christ's death on the cross.
当耶稣基督的复活再来，不应该是耶稣被耶稣基督的死是掩盖了的。
So the end of sin, end of death, and the new of life, bring us the beginning of the new era.
罪的结束和新生命的开始呢，是帮我们带来新的时代。
And this is a new era of life and glory.
这个新的时代是什么时代？是生命和荣耀的时代。
So if Christ's death and resurrection would only influence us, our old self has died, and that we have received a new life, we are only seeing it in partiality.
如果我只睇见当耶稣基督复活，我哋睇见新嘅我哋旧我嘅死，睇唔到新嘅生命咧，我哋只系睇到基督的复活的荣耀一部分。
What I'm saying is more than a person's redemption, more than a person's salvation, we ought to see in his death and resurrection that there are two eons, there are two eras of life that is being put together side by side.
当我们看到一个人的救赎，我们可以看到耶稣基督将这两个不同的时代放在左近附近。
When I say it is put side by side, it has been visualized that the new world will one day take over the old world completely.
当我们这样说，就是说一个新世界会取代旧世界，因为当我们将两样东西放在一起的时候。
So when we use the word old,is gone and new has come. In light of Christ's resurrection, what we mean by that is not just one person's old sinful nature has died and we are now into a redemptive, glorious state, but it is the actual entire world, the authority over sin and authority over, over life.
当我们讲到一个人的旧事已去变成新时候，我们不单只是讲到一个人是一个新的时代，一个荣耀的时代会取代的。
Lastly, the risen King, risen Christ is the beginning according to Colossians 1:18.
第三點我哋講到咧，一個復活基督咧，係代表基督嘅原始，係喺哥羅西書一章十八節度咁講到。
When we, so once again, I want to remind you, when we speak of Christ's resurrection, the death of Christ is already in that language that is embedded as a background. So they go hand in hand.
當我哋講復活基督，其實我哋已經暗地指明咗基督嘅死亡。
And Christ the risen King is the beginning, that determines his beginning, being the beginning of all things, determines the resurrection of the dead in general.Both believers and non-believers.
对于耶稣基督的复活呢，是对于信徒或者不信徒都是一个新的。
Colossians 1:18 says this, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent.
在哥罗西书一章十八节，他这么说，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始。是从死里首先复生的，他使他可以在凡事上居首位。
It is the beginning of the resurrection in general, therefore it is both for believers and non-believers.
佢系复活嘅开始，其实系代表咗信徒同埋唔信徒。
When Christ returns, everyone will rise up and have to face the judgment seat.
当耶稣再来嘅时候，无论你信徒唔信徒，都要复活，系面对嗰个审判。
But those who are raised in union with Christ would have eternal hope at that judgment seat.
那些与信徒的在再复活的时候呢，是会耶稣基督一起可以得荣耀。
But those who are not united with Christ will face the eternal damnation at that judgment seat.
如果没有耶稣基督一起联合的那些呢，他会面对永恒的死亡。
Christ the first and was the first of the many resurrection to come, and he formed the beginning in terms of the chronological order.
耶稣第一个个意思即系按照时间顺序嚟开始嘅开端。
Christ's resurrection did not only make resurrection real; it also prepared everyone's resurrection by paving the pathway in the jungle of sin and death of this world.
耶稣基督复活唔单止令呢个并为一个事实，而且为咗嗰啲信佢嘅，可以为佢铺呢个道路俾嗰啲人。
And for those who are united with Christ, the risen King, in His glory, brought life and incorruptibility to light.
与耶稣基督联合嘅咧，佢哋可以有一个不坏、不朽坏嘅身体。
So in other words, Christ transitioned from seeing all these three characteristics of his resurrection, Christ's transition from his humiliation to exaltation took place at his resurrection by specifically the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督的复活，因为圣灵的大能，佢系一个由一个卑微嘅变成一个荣耀嘅情况。
In Romans 1:4, in today's passage, it says.The Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead.
在今日的经文来讲第四章，按圣善的灵说，第四节，因为按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
We often neglect to see the power of the Holy Spirit at Christ's resurrection.
我哋好多时候忽略咗圣灵嘅大能喺耶稣基督嘅复活当中。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of giving life, Spirit of life.
圣灵系一个赐生命嘅灵。
And once again, it gives the life to the sinners who are now united to Christ as a redeemed sinner.
系俾罪人有生命，可以同耶稣基督联合。
But at the same time, there is the new authority, new boss in town, who is more powerful and more authoritative than whoever was ruling this world, and that was the Holy Spirit.
圣灵咧就系一个喺一个新嘅主人，佢系比旧时嗰啲更有权柄。
So now this world, for those who have been united with Christ, is under not the bondage of sin, but under the authority of the Holy Spirit that gives life.
所以同耶穌基督聯合嘅人咧，佢哋唔喺罪惡嘅捆綁當中，其實佢喺神聖靈當聖靈嘅底下。
So what we see at the inauguration of the God's kingdom in His resurrection is the Trinitarian economy of His redemption, but at the same time, Trinitarian economy of our sanctification to be more like Christ.
所以在当中我们看到神三一的不单是在救赎方面还有在神的三一当中的荣耀方面。
What we also see is that if we actually take this approach, then we cannot separate his death and his resurrection. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ must be viewed as one.
所以在这样的观点来讲，神的复活和神的死是应该是合一，不可以分开的。
So Paul's soteriological emphasis on the death of Christ, right, in the epistle to the Romans, Paul's stronger emphasis on his death actually means that the resurrection of Christ was never detached from it.
就好像保罗在罗马书所讲的很强调的耶稣基督死呢，其实是跟耶稣基督的复活是联合一起的。
Because once again, the gospel that Paul explains himself that he was called for is the gospel that Jesus Christ is Lord, whom God has raised from the dead.
好像罗马书咁讲，其实就系耶稣基督仆人，耶稣基督仆人奉召为使徒，特派传神嘅福音。
We must see death and the resurrection together.
我哋要睇死同埋复活系一齐睇。
Christ's resurrection is the new beginning, the beginning of the new reality.
神的复活是新的实际开始。
It is a new world of spirit and life.
一个新的在圣灵在灵的生活里面。
So in Christ's resurrection, there is out with the old and in with the new.
新耶稣基督复活是旧的已经完结，新的开始。
Now, in the fullness of time, this happened according to God's good purpose.
在这里所有完成当中都是因着神的旨意。
At the advent, at the incarnation of Jesus Christ the Messiah, the new world order has actually begun.
当耶稣基督降临的时候，圣灵的新世界的次序已经开始了。
But with Christ's death and resurrection, the arrival of the new entire world, the new world of the Holy Spirit and life, prevailed the old world of flesh and death.
因为耶稣基督的复活，新的生命开始是已经胜过旧的世界。
Now this is evident in Romans 1:2-4 as Paul uses the word flesh and David's descendant.
在罗马书一到第一章二到四节里面讲的肉体。
But what the death and resurrection of Christ the Messiah really accomplished in terms of the manifestation of God's kingdom?Is yet to be fully realized and actualized in space time when Christ returns.
但在耶稣基督的复活和死亡当中，现在还未完全的，是要等耶稣基督再来的时候。
So, in other words, there still remains for this new world to fully bloom in its ultimatum at Christ's second coming.
所以我们要等耶稣基督第二次的来临，这个新世界都会完全。
Until then, we are living in the life of hope.
在当时都未喺第二次都未嚟之前，我哋都系喺喺个盼望当中生活。
And we are living in the world of already but not yet fully realized God's nation.
我哋生活喺一个已经但未完全完成嘅神嘅国度。
Lastly, one thing that we must remember is that Christ's redemptive work in his resurrection was accomplished not only for his own, but also for his people.
我们要记得另外一个事实，耶稣基督的救赎不是单纯为他自己人，而是为了你们子民。
And it is for us, and it is for our sins, and it is for the ungodly.
是为了我们的罪，同埋为了啲罪人呢啲唔勤俭嘅人。
So to be united to the risen Christ means that in our death and resurrection with Christ, we are made to sit with Him in heaven, and we are to appear with Him in glory.
因为咁讲咧，与耶稣基督复活嘅联系嘅意思咧，就系我哋与耶稣基督嘅死同复活的过程嗰度咧，将会同佢一齐坐喺天度，与佢同一齐显现在荣耀里面。
And this is a great mystery of the gospel extended as we witness the mystery of God becoming man like one of us.
呢个好大嘅奥秘，就好似见证神圣经耶稣基督变成人咁样。
How are we to be united with Christ?
我们怎样跟耶稣基督联合呢？
We're just the creature and he's the creator.
因为我们是受造物，他是造物主。
Jesus the Son of God did not just become one of us to dwell among us.
耶稣基督不只是单单变成我们，好像我们这样，然后住在我们中间。
But he took the entire church upon his shoulder to rise up like an eagle into glory.
他是将整个教会他将整个位担在自己膊头做，然后将教会兴起，好像鹰当将教会升起咁。
So that we may sit with him in heaven and to appear with him in glory before the presence of God.
我哋可以喺同佢一齐喺天上，同埋一齐显现喺神嘅荣耀当中。
So here, what we see once again is the reverse of creation.
我哋可以睇见一个好似創造的反去一樣。
The risen king took hold of our hands and brought us into the greater state, more glorious state that once Adam was called to obey and enter into.
復活耶穌基督好像捉住我的手，將我們帶入一個好像亞當最初被呼召進入一個偉大的狀態一樣。
Once again, for this reason, in union with Christ, we must be united with Christ.With Christ, the resurrected, the glorified, exalted, and risen Messiah.
因为咁讲，我哋同耶稣嘅联合咧，一定系同耶稣基督呢位复活同埋得荣耀被高举嘅尼赛亚一齐复活，一齐联合。
However, the mystery still remains. We must remember our death is not identical to Christ's death, even though we are united to Him.
不过都有得奥秘一齐，我哋要记住，我哋死同耶稣死唔一样。
The church's participation in the death and burial of Christ is essentially not identical to Jesus, but rather we participate in likeness.
而且教会嘅主基督嘅死亡同埋埋葬咧，本质上系唔一样嘅，不过好似就系我哋参与咗在当中一样。
So if the church is participating in Christ's death in likeness in faith, then we can also say that Christ.We can also say that our resurrection is also in likeness with Him.
因为当教会同耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活一联合嗰时候咧，我哋可以讲佢嘅联合就好似我哋咁样。
Instead, we are incorporated into the likeness of His death and resurrection.
我哋系进入咗耶稣基督嗰、复活一样。
To this extent, Christ's death to sin removed sin.And its rule as an authority over the human mode of existence.
咁喺呢个意思嚟讲咧，耶稣基督对罪嘅败坏同埋罪对其他人嘅管治模式咧，系好似咁样。
I repeat again. In other words, death of Christ made an end to the bondage of sin, and those who are united to Christ are now free from sinning. Meaning.Are able not to sin.
就換句嚟講，即係耶穌基督去敗壞罪嘅時候咧，好似我當我哋同耶穌基督聯合嘅時候咧，我哋都可以脱離咗罪個壓制，可以唔犯罪。
This freedom from sinning is the power that we can say no to sin.
依個我哋可以唔犯罪嘅，我哋可以對罪説不嘅。
But in Christ's resurrection, when He returns, we will no longer be able to say no to sin.
当耶稣基督喺复活嘅时候，我哋可以对罪说不。
We will no longer not able to sin. Period.
我哋再可以对谁讲，我哋可以唔再犯罪。
What Christ's resurrection had brought us is the new authority of Holy Spirit in our lives so that we are able not to sin.
因为耶稣基督复活是带来圣灵的能力，带来给我们可以对罪 再犯罪。
At the same time, that means we are still able to sin.
同樣講，我哋都可以犯罪。
However, when Christ returns, when this new world will be will bloom in its ultimatum, we will not be able to. We won't be able to sin. There's no even option for that.
另外講，我哋係冇得選擇。當耶穌基督復活再嚟嘅時候，帶俾我哋嘅新生命嘅，我哋其實係可以唔犯罪。
This is because dying to this authority of sin implies a new status of order in which the participants of Christ's resurrection now lives under the new world order.
因為我哋對於依、这個可以唔犯罪，我哋係再活喺一個新嘅世界方面。
And this the new authority of new old order, old world order will be its perfection when Christ returns.
當個新嘅個紀元嚟嘅時候咧，我哋係可以喺當中變成完全。當耶穌基督再嚟嘅時候。
But I must mention, I must admit that the certainly the death of Christ has a justification and reconciliation functions for each believer.
就係我哋當與神完全和好嘅時候，一個我哋當係信靠人可以完全和好嘅時候。
But from today's passage, we are to be reminded that the nature of his death and nature of our death are that we are incorporated into the new world of Holy Spirit in our union with the resurrected King.
好似我哋今日所講經文，我哋可以咁做，因為我哋係可以同耶穌基督聯合。
Now, those who are in a new era is no longer under the power and authority of sin.
喺新嘅時代嘅時候，我哋都唔喺罪嘅勢力。
There may be the remnants of our old self, old sinful habits, but they are no longer our master.
我哋可能仲有啲舊嘅罪惡嘅習慣，不過我哋唔喺罪已經唔係我哋嘅主人啦。
So for the church, for the benefit of us who are living 2,000 some years ago after Christ's resurrection, what Christ has manifested at his resurrection is visible to us.
2000年之後，當我哋嘅耶穌基督復活嘅時候，嗰啲聖靈能力同埋佢權柄就顯現喺我哋教會當中。
Even though that is so visible by the power of the Holy Spirit with the faith that He has given us, there is distinction between His death and our resurrection.
雖然係咁講，不過都係同佢嘅死同埋復活有分別。
There are three ways that God has appointed to convey the benefit of Christ's redemption accomplished in his death and resurrection.
有三種方法，我哋係透過佢可以得到耶穌基督嘅復活嘅好處。
And these are the three. Number one is the word, his word. And number two is the sacraments. And number three is the prayer.
呢三種咧，第一種咧就係聖經嘅經文啦，第二種係聖禮，第三種就係祈禱。
Although God could have directly revealed Christ and its benefit to his people, he has determined to do so through these means.
雖然耶穌神可以直接去同佢子民去有一個溝通，但係佢神選擇用咗呢三種方式同佢嘅信嘅人。
And God has appointed the church to be the primary agent of the dissemination of these benefits through these means.
神通過教會用教會將呢三種嘅辦法，聖經、聖禮同埋祈禱去教導。
So in a sense, a church must have the preaching of the word. It must have administration of the sacraments. It must also have the prayer life.
就係咁講。教會一定有三種嘅辦法，第一種係要讀經啦，即係有我教導啦；第二種係聖禮，即係可能就係聖餐或者浸禮啦，仲有祈禱。
And a healthy church would add one more to the list, which is the discipline.
仲有一個比較健康嘅一個教會係加多一樣嘢，就係
I want to end with this remark. The reality of our hope that was manifested in Christ's resurrection has realized and actualized in his death and resurrection and exaltation.
我哋喺最后咁讲， 耶稣基督对我盼望其实已经实际咗喺系已经成为实际喺佢嘅死复活同埋佢个被高举嗰度开始。
And the benefit of that redemption we saw in his resurrection and his death are conveyed through us by preaching word and administration of sacraments and by prayer life.
所以耶稣基督嘅复活嘅好处咧，就系通过圣经。圣礼同埋祈祷。
So in that sense, what Christ has done in his resurrection was actually an invasion into this world with his newly kingdom.
所以耶稣基督复活咧，已经系介入咗喺呢个世界当中。
But once again, as I have mentioned, when Christ was resurrected in his glorious state, he maintained his body, yet he he manifested supernatural elements that is beyond the law of physics.
所以我哋睇到耶稣基督嘅复活咧，其实系超过呢个自然界嘅定律。
So the intrusion of Christ's new world does not actually completely abolish the law of time and space and cosmos.
当耶稣基督介入呢嘅复活介入呢个世界。当中咧系冇毁坏到呢个世，依个而家现今世界嘅时间、空间同埋个定律。
But rather, we must remember that it restores them by removing the tainted corruption by sin, and it takes to the glorious state that is once was created for what it should be done when Adam and Eve have obeyed.
耶稣基督嘅介入嘅呢个世界咧，佢其实系将罪恶系败坏咗，然后恢复翻最原始。亚当同夏娃要顺服神嘅一个时候，嗰、那个被创造嘅状态。
So church, I want you to remember for this year's Easter, Christ's resurrection ought to be seen with his death.
我哋可以教会去记得，耶稣基督嘅复活咧，系同佢嘅死其实一齐。
To be raised with Christ means we ought to die with Christ first.
同耶稣基督一起复活咧，其实要同耶稣基督同死。
But with resurrection with Christ, we are headed to a glorious state of our body and our soul and everything that God has created.
同耶稣基督复活咧，其实我哋又一起有身体嘅荣耀。
What Christ has done in his first fruit, firstborn in the beginning, let us with word and sacraments, prayer, continuously carry that out until he returns us his body.
当耶稣基督再嚟受并初熟嘅嗰阵时候咧，我哋都要继续呢三样嘢，就系经文、圣礼同埋祈祷。
Let us pray.
我哋祈祷。
Dear God, you have given us a hope. That is far greater than just being saved from our condemnation when you sent your son to die on the cross.
主啊，我哋感谢你，你俾我哋嘅盼望唔单止系我哋被救赎。
Lord, I pray for every one of us in this room that their end of their spiritual journey might not just be an entrance into the kingdom of God.
我哋为我哋在座嘅祈祷，我哋进我哋嘅救赎唔单止就系当进入天国嘅一步嘅开始。
I pray that the Christ's death and resurrection may not perceived just as a personal savior or just as a personal redeemer。
耶稣基督死同埋复活唔系净系一个人嘅救赎主。
But it'll point us to the greater kingdom that you have promised.That we would enter into at the last day.
呢个系一指住我哋将要进入一个荣耀国度时候，当最后日嘅日子嚟到嘅时候。
And these are all done for us, but ultimately it is for your glory.
呢个唔系为咗我哋嘅所做嘅，系为咗神嘅荣耀嚟做嘅。
We have mourned for your death, and we are celebrating your resurrection.
我哋为咗你嘅死亡而哀哭，不过我为咗你嘅复活，我哋而高兴。
But let not those emotions may be the end of it, but those emotions may be used to bring glory, to manifest your glory.
唔好因为我哋嘅情绪而影响咗我哋。
Allow us to be more like you by your word and by your spirit throughout this week. And we worship you because you loved us first. In mighty Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We 更加像你的靈, 我们这样的祈祷, 奉主耶稣的圣名祈祷。